Time for our Tibbetts Talk, and, well, theaters can be open here in the state of Michigan now, and obviously what they can do is a little bit limited right now. In the studio with us is the box office manager, Tricia Odisher, Christine Delaney, who is the executive director of the Tibbetts Opera House, and so trying to find creative ways to get it done with theaters, right?
That's exactly it. Great that we can open, happy for that, but most of the events that we plan, we're planning, you know, 3-4 months out. So right now we are working on our plans for May, June, July, August, which Tricia will talk about in a minute. But, you know, what do we do right now if we can be open? So we kind of thought, so many times people come to me, oh, you need to do this show or you need to do that movie or bring this band in, and or a band contacts me. What does it take to be on the Tibbetts stage? So we decided, well, this is the opportunity. We are opening up the stage to the community to help us figure out what to put on. And obviously, where we need help is the risk of putting on a show. So I can't pay to bring in a band not knowing if anyone's going to show up. So if I have somebody who's willing to pay a little bit of money to bring in their, it could be their high schoolers who have a garage band. It doesn't matter. If they're willing to bring it in, we will make it like a real show. We will take care of the marketing for it. We will open the doors. We will treat it like the event that it needs to be.
Very cool.
But they get to see a show that they've wanted to see.
Very cool. And again, if it's maybe a movie that is available to be shown on the big screen, someone could do that as a big movie night.
Exactly. Movies are a fairly easy thing, and there's a lot of them that are available. What we need help with is covering the royalties. We can't just, oh, I've got this movie, I've paid for the DVD, we can play it. We do have to be legitimate about it. I have to pay the royalties. We already know that the Disney canon is not available, so don't even ask us. We can't bring in the Star Wars, any of that, you know. But there's a lot of other great movies, a lot of classics that are easily available, and we're trying to make it as cost-effective and for everybody.
All right. So if someone's got an idea, they think, hey, this would be kind of cool for us to do at the Tibbetts, what's the best way they get plugged in?
They need to call the Tibbetts and talk to either myself or Stephanie Burdick. Either one of us can check the schedule. We'll talk about what exactly they want to do, make sure the availability. If it's a film, the minimum cost is $200. That covers most of the royalties. There's a few films that might be more, and if it goes higher, we're going to talk to you about what the cost is and can you, you know, foot the rest of the bill or what it is. If it's a band, the cost is $250 because there's a lot more set up for that. If that's assuming they bring in all their own equipment, if they need our equipment, then it goes to $300.
All right. And right now, under the current orders, the bar and concessions aren't open for you guys.
Correct. Correct. And I guess that's part of our issue. That's one of our revenue streams that we can't depend on.
Yeah. So. And maybe that might change by this weekend. So that's what is scheduled to expire for this weekend. So we'll see where that part of it goes for the state of Michigan and the health department. But you are still planning for some later this year. Obviously, you know, summer theater right now tentatively at the Ponds, but also some stuff inside, though, right?
Exactly.
Including a return of a band that, well, was supposed to have been here last year, and it couldn't happen, the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Not the Eagles themselves.
The best of the Eagles. It's a band that we brought a few years ago, and they sold out, and everybody said they were amazing, bring them back. So we tried to in the summer. Of course, that got postponed, and we are doing that on May 22nd.
So, Tricia, the tickets actually going on sale for that soon, right?
Yes, tickets are on sale now to members, and they go on sale to the general public on January 18th. And what we've done is scheduled two concerts on the same day on May 22nd, one at 3 and one at 8. We're trying to anticipate the social distancing aspect of the guidelines that have been enacted. So we'll have two concerts, and we'll have a great time.
And you guys have actually kind of worked out traffic patterns and the whole thing at the theater, too, to try to make sure that it all stays safe.
Yes, we absolutely have. We've worked out traffic patterns. We have sanitizers. We require masks. And we have a social distance seating chart so that everybody is separated from the next party.
Okay, all right. And information on that's all available online, too?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then also getting ready for season tickets for summer theater.
Yes, summer theater is coming up. As you mentioned at the Ponds, we're very excited about that. Season tickets go on sale January 20th, and single tickets go on sale later in the spring, usually around April 1st. We'll plan on that unless, you know, something happens. We're trying to be a little bit more flexible with everything that's going on right now. But, yeah, we're very excited to be planning the season at the Ponds. Everything went well out there last year. It was a great venue, and we were safe. So we're looking forward to doing it again this summer.
All right. And I understand even for the members already, in the first couple of days, tickets on sale. Great response for the Eagles, right?
Yes, yes. We have had a lot of response. So if you want your tickets, I suggest you become a member. You can get them first. And if you're not a member, you can get them next week.
All right. Great stuff. And part of trying to keep the theater open and vital and things happening here in the community then. Christine Delaney, Executive Director of the Tibbetts. Tertia Odisher, Box Office Manager, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.